Well, it's been a softer start to the week for the Australian share market, with the ASX 200 closing out Monday down by around 37 points, or 0.6% to 5,694 points. There certainly wasn't a strong lead-in after the APEC summit over the weekend, where the relations between the US and China seemed frosty after the APEC summit. We had today, though, the major sectors generally weighing most on the broader market. The financials, certainly one of the main weights. The big four banks all lower between half and 0.8%. Medibank Private, the private health insurer, down close to the 6% mark. It lost a key contract with the Australian Defence Force this morning. They've also seen some losses coming through from the energy sector. So the price of crude oil fell around 5 to 6% last week, and we've seen a little bit of weakness coming through from the energy sector here. Viva Energy, which owns and operates Shell petrol stations, down close to the 12% mark after announcing weaker than expected trading, a trading update, and a bit of a profit downgrade for the remainder of the year as well. Tech stocks, another weight on the market. Afterpay Touch, one of the worst performers in that sector, down 9%. Taking in mind it was up around 10% on Friday. Today we've also seen quite a big day in terms of company news. So the proposed merger between Nine and Fairfax has received shareholder approval from Fairfax at its AGM today. Both Nine and Fairfax high on the back of that news. This is despite, of course, one of the former CEOs of Domain Group trying to halt the shareholder vote this morning. Myer shares a little bit weaker, down around 9% after posting first quarter sales, a little bit weaker than this time last year. It was in a trading halt on Friday. And also we've seen Baby Bunting, on the other hand, the baby retailer, providing some strong figures for the first 20 weeks of FY19, and it's seen its share price up by around 11%. On a quiet week for the local economic data front, we've seen the Aussie dollar currently buying around 73.1 US cents.